بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين، واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, we welcome you to this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ulumul Quran, the sciences of the Quran Sharif. We just look at two ahadith before we move on with our topic of nasikh and mansukh. So let's discuss just quickly, briefly. There is a hadith which speaks about Surah Yasin. There is a hadith which speaks about Surah Fatiha. So what we highlight here is different verses, like Ayatul Kursi. That is the best verse of the Quran Sharif. And if you see Suratul Fatiha, this is the best surah of the Quran Sharif. And the heart of the Quran Sharif, that is Surah Yasin. So with regards to Suratul Fatiha, an Abdul Malik ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu mursalan qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam في فاتحة الكتاب شفاء من كل داء. Hazrat Abdul Malik bin Umayr radiallahu anhu, he reports that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in Surah Fatiha there is a cure for all ailments. Now, depending on our iman will depend on how much benefit we take on this, in the statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Suratul Fatiha. In our belief in this, in what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak out of his desires. What he says is revelation revealed to him. So the virtues of Surah Fatiha are found in many ahadith. A sahabi was offering nafal salah, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him, but since he was offering salah, he did not respond. After completing the salah, he went to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who asked him why he did not respond as soon as he was called. He submitted that he could not do so because he was offering salah. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked if he did not read the following verse in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walil rasooli idha da'akum. Respond to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam when they call you. So of course, the Sahabi was engaged in Nafal Salah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is quoting and mentioning this verse that, O people, O men, O people who believe, istajibu lillah, that respond to the call of Allah, walil Rasul, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, idha da'akum, when they call you. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I tell you of a surah which is the greatest, the most virtuous in the Quran Sharif. It is Suratul Hamd, the first surah of the Quran Sharif, which has seven verses. These are Sab'ul Mathani, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, and represent the Quran, the grand Quran Sharif. So beautiful example was given, like you open a book and you see the introduction. What's this whole book about? So beautiful. This is exactly where they steal all our ideas. The Quran Sharif, we mentioned to you previously that the Quran Sharif has Suratul Fatiha, and it gives you the whole explain. It gives you the whole briefing of what the rest of what you can expect. So they take all what we said to you previously, that the Quran Sharif has chapters. So when you look at books of today, where did these kuffar take all these ideas? They looked at, what did they look at? They looked at all the chapters of the Quran Sharif. From there they deduce, okay, we can have this chapter, this chapter, this chapter. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us and give us the ability to appreciate what we have. So likewise, you will have that introduction. The Quran Sharif's introduction is Suratul Fatiha. It is said by some Sufia that whatever there was in the earlier divine books is condensed in the Quran Sharif, and the contents of the Quran Sharif are condensed in Surah Fatiha, and that which is in Surah Fatiha is found in Bismillah, and that which is in Bismillah is to be found in the first letter Ba. It is explained that Ba is a coordinating conjunction and it stands for uniting. Surely the ultimate aim is to effect union of a devotee with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Some Sufia even gone still further and have said that whatever there is in the Ba is to be found in the dot in its dot, which signifies the unity of Allah Azza wa Jal, a thing which is indivisible as a dot. This year, so our connection, relationship, in a nutshell, is in this Ba. And this connects me and you with Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is done through Bismillah. And this is done through Suratul Fatiha. And this is done through the Quran Sharif, the recitation of the Quran Sharif. When you come to the verse, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, we worship you, we worship Allah, meaning we worship thee, it says, translation, and we seek Allah's, we seek your help, meaning Allah, we seek your help, is prayer for fulfillment of all our objectives, whatever it may be. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. So let's go on a more simple note. Take these verses which you are already well acquainted with. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, by him who is in possession of my life, a surah like this, one has neither been revealed in the Torah, nor in the Bible, nor in the previous books, nor even in the rest of the Quran. Suratul Fatiha. The Mashaykh have mentioned that the recitation of Surah Fatiha with firm belief and faith cures all maladies, whether spiritual or worldly, eternal, internal. To use its writing as an amulet and its recitation to take benefit from its script, all of this year, it will result in the treatment of diseases. It also occurs in the authentic books of a hadith that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to recite Surah Fatiha and blow upon those bitten by a snake or scorpion, and even those which have been mentally deranged. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also approved of this. The other riwayat to the effect that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the surah and blew it on certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum and applied his Mubarak saliva on the spot where some pain was felt by that particular Sahabi radiallahu anhum. According to another hadith, it is said that if at the time of going to sleep one recites Surah Fatiha and Surah Ikhlas and blows on himself, he will be immune from all dangers except death. According to one riwayat, Surah Fatiha is equivalent to 2/3 of the Quran Sharif in terms of its reward. It is also reported that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I've been given 4 things from the special treasure of the Arsh, from which nothing has ever been given to anyone before. These are Surah Fatiha, it is Ayatul Kursi, and the concluding ayat of Suratul Baqarah and Surah Kawthar. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi reports that the saying of of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that whoever reads Surah Fatiha is like the one who has read the Torah, the Gospel, and the previous scriptures, the glorious Quran Sharif. It is reported in one hadith that the devil lamented, wept, and threw dust on his head on 4 occasions. First, when he was cursed. Secondly, when he was cast out of heaven unto the earth. Thirdly, when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given prophethood. And fourthly, when Surah Fatiha was revealed. So these are the benefits of just one surah of the Quran Sharif. And if you go into the others, when you see, it is written in the established practices of Mashaykh that Surah Fatiha is the Isma A'zam and the most glorious name of Allah, and it should be read for the achievement of all our objectives. Now, if someone asks you, which juz does Surah Fatiha form under? Which para does Surah Fatiha fall under? What answer will you give? Surah Fatiha, if you see, the juz It starts at Surah Al-Baqarah. So, which Jews now does Surah Fatiha fall under? If you just turn to page 2 of your Surah, of your Quran. So it, there it says Surah Fatiha. On the left side it says Fatiha. On the right side it doesn't have a Jews. It just says Surah. And when you see on the next page where Surah Al-Baqarah starts, you'll see on the top left side of the page, Surah Al-Baqarah is mentioned. And on the right side, Alif Lam Mim is mentioned. But for Surah Fatiha, it's just mentioned Surah. So what's the answer you give? The answer we mentioned to you previously is, remember when it comes to the Surah names, Tariq Al-Quran has it. Each Surah has been named by Allah Azza wa Jal. When it comes to Jews, this was named, and if you look in introduction to the Quran Sharif, and this is mentioned by Mufti Afzal Hussain, Rahmatullah Alayh, Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas, Rahmatullah Alayh, has quoted the statement that the Jews, according to 30 parts, who was the first person to do it? It was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. In his era, he had given the command for this year. So that took place. So it's still Khulafa'i Rashidin, the 30 Jews. And you know that the Quran Sharif has 540 rukus. And 540 rukus in Fatawa Hindiya, and that is what we know as Fatawa Alamgir, that there it is mentioned 540 rukus. If you read it over, if you read one ruku in every rak'ah of Salah, then you'll finish on the 27th night. So you'll finish on the 27th night. 6,236 verses of the Quran Sharif, 114 chapters of the Quran Sharif, and we just spoke to you now about the best surah of the Quran Sharif, that is Surah Al-Fatiha, and it doesn't form as part of any Jews, because when the Quran was revealed, it wasn't revealed in Jews, it wasn't revealed in 30 Jews. The Jews was stipulated thereafter, the instruction was given by Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. So then it came. So it wasn't part of a Jews. But when it comes to the surah names, we said to you, it is named by Allah Azza wa Jal. So this makes all the difference now. Now we turn to quickly looking at the number of abrogated verses. What are the number of abrogated verses? This is what we want to speak about in the next few minutes. So we have to take into consideration the earlier scholars and the later scholars. So when we look at Alama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayh. Now remember yesterday we spoke about the different definitions the earlier scholars had given and the definitions that the later scholars had given. So if you take Alama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayh, he has mentioned that there are only 19 abrogated verses in the whole Quran Sharif. And this is according to the definition of the later day scholars. This is according to the definition of the later day scholars. When we see further the arguments that were presented by Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh, the latest of the scholars, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh, he made a detailed analysis of all the 19 verses and accepted only 5 of them to be the abrogated ones. As for the rest of them, he has preferred the commentaries according to which these verses need not to be considered as abrogated. The arguments given by Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh about many of these verses are most appropriate and acceptable, but some of them may be disputed also. This is mentioned by Mufti Taqi. So when you see these verses, I'm just going to give you the references. There's no time to go into each one. So Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 180. Then if you see Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 11, Yusikumullahu fi awladikum ila akhiril ayah. So that's chapter 2 verse 11. Then if you see Surah Al-Anfal, that's chapter 8 verse 65. So Allah Azza wa Jal says here, Iyakum minkum ishruna sabiruna yaghlibu mi'atayn. If there are 20 of you persevering, they shall overcome 200. And Allah Azza wa Jal then says, وَإِن يَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ مِئَةٌ And if you are 100, if you are 100, then يَغْلِبُ أَلْفًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Then you will overcome 1,000 of those who disbelieve. Why? بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ Because they are people who do not understand. Surah Al-Anfal. This verse, although it is a piece of information, but essentially it is a command that is not allowed to Muslims to show their backs while in combat with an enemy 10 times their number. This was later on abrogated through the following verse. And in this verse here, if you turn to Surah Al-Anfal and verse number 66.
الآن خفف الله عنكم وعلم أن فيكم ضعفا فإن يكن منكم مئة صابرة يغلبوا مئتين وإن يكن منكم ألف يغلبوا ألفين بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين
Allah Azawajal says in this verse here, the meaning of which, and Allah has made it easier on you, and He knew that there is weakness in you. So if there are 100 among you who are patient, they will overcome 200. And if there are 1,000 among you, they will overcome 2,000 by the will of Allah Azawajal. So we can see already from the previous verse, that was when it was 20 persevering, they shall overcome 200. So Allah Azawajal says, now Allah has lightened it for you, for He knows that there is weakness in you. So if there are 100 persevering, they will overcome 200. So you can see, previously it was the proportions which was much more intense. So this verse has lightened the burden imposed by the first command, and the limit of tenfold enemies has been reduced to twofold. Tenfold enemies reduced to twofold. Thus, a retreat up to double the strength of the enemy is not permissible now. So we'll stop here, inshallah. We'll continue tomorrow. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ